Now, he served as a special advisor, slightly more contemporary times, to former Health Secretary Matt Hancock. He's now program director of the Future Health Research Centre. Mr. Zoghi, you only heard a brief bit of the Sajid Javid's interview, and there's coverage in some of the newspapers. What you're picking up so far, how many marks out of 10 would you give it? Good morning.
High marks. I mean, I think it's highly welcome when you're putting, as you said, all this additional investment in. You need great leadership to then drive through the change and the value for money that you really, really need to see. And I totally agree with Stephen Burrell as well on the need for a more integrated approach. And between the health and care system and that collaboration between the two, you can get efficiency and saving out of that collaboration. So, again, talking about value for money, we've got to look at this as a health and care problem, not just as an NHS leadership problem. So, high marks, I think, today.
Richard, what happens between promise and delivery? Because that was even referenced by Stephen Dorrell. They all, and I'm sure they are all well-intentioned, and I'm sure they want to bring the reforms about. But often, somehow, it slips through the cracks or gets knocked into the long grass. Why?
Yeah, it's very difficult, isn't it? I mean, it's a very, very large, as you said, organisation. It's a very, very complex organisation with huge amounts of staff. I think the key thing is the balance between central sort of leadership and drive and then local delivery and accountability. And it's that tension in any organisation between where you set the parameters of leadership. So at the top, you want kind of clear direction, and then you want the budget set, and then you want local leaders to really be empowered to get on and make the changes that they need to see, but at the same time, be able to account where there are failings. I'm a big believer in earned autonomy, so areas that are doing really well can be left to get on with it, frankly, and deliver, and areas where there is a really poor performance get sort of stronger intervention. So I think it's that central local balance that's going to be really, really important here in an organisation as large as the NHS.
And the way it is currently constituted with the NHS Trust, that is the way to go forward. We shouldn't look for possibly smaller bodies or possibly larger bodies or regional bodies or whatever it might be, Richard.
Well, we'd be delighted to hear that we are just in the process in July of creating a regional tier of bodies for about 40 regional integrated bodies. So, as always, with the NHS, there's a structural change coming. But I think this is the way to go. This is a model which is at the right scale that you can bring the different bits of the system much more closely together, as we saw through the pandemic, to deliver at scale change. And I think that sort of level of integrated care, that sort of regional tier, is going to be really, really critical. So.
Richard, thank you for your time. Richard Slogan, you served as special advisor to Matt Hancock. Recently, it's 2019, of course, in post, now program director of the Future Health Research Centre.